you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events. LAist Studios.
We try that all together?
Sure.
Spread out, get yourself some space. Here we go. A 5, 6, 7.
Hello, LA. Let's get dancing.
Head roll to the right and left, following along. 5, 6, 7, 8.
You're listening to How to LA, the podcast that helps you connect with the city and its people.
Reverse.
I'm Brian De Los Santos. Today, we're going to talk about the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Isn't Alvin Ailey a historic black dance company based in New York City? You might be wondering, what does it have to do with us on the West Coast, also known as the Best Coast, if you know what I mean? Well, this month, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater launched their 4-year residency at Downtown LA's Music Center. And along with launching the residency, the company likes to give back to the community, so they hosted a free dance class for newbies at LA's Crawford Family Forum.
Together, steps. Yeah. Torso, rippling through the spine. Again, imagery of water. So it wants to be fluid, fluid like waves in the water, both the spine, the torso, and the arm. Yeah. So all together, it's 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
We wanted to talk to How to LA's associate editor, Erica Washington, about her experience with the dance class, the residency, and the connection that Alvin had with Los Angeles even before founding his company on the East Coast. Hey, Erica.
Hey, Brian.
All right, so first of all, I want to know, how was the dance class? Do you feel ready to audition and try out for Alvin Ailey?
Have you ever seen Save the Last Dance?
Of course, it's a classic.
Okay, with Julia Stiles.
Of course.
So I kind of felt like her a little bit, you know, outstretching my arms, you know, and Alvin Ailey is all about the limbs and stretching them out and very big expressions. And so we learned all about that. And I really felt strong and powerful in that dance class. We were learning Revelations at that time. And it was really fun. It made me feel confident.
Arms out in second. Plie is just following along. 5, 6. Arms drop. Good, one more time. Arms reaching up high. Bounce is a 1, 2.
Yeah, and Revelations is like their signature performance, right?
So Revelations is actually a piece that Alvin Ailey himself choreographed. This is magnum opus, his signature piece that he choreographed all the way back in 1960, around the time when the company was brand new. I spoke with Clifton Brown, who is the rehearsal director for the company and our dance instructor for that day, who told me why that dance piece is so important.
That's a big question, and also maybe kind of simple. I think that though Revelations is specific, like you see the imagery of Mr. Ailey and what he calls his blood memories and his growing up in the South as a black person in the church, but also so many themes that are relatable to just everyone, themes of just celebration and community.
And then there was another significant part of why we're doing this that he talked about. Even before we warmed up our limbs, Alvin Ailey's L.A. connection.
This is where Mr. Ailey grew up and where he was introduced to dance by his friend Carmen de Lavala. You know, started dancing with Lester Horton. He has roots here as far as his dance life. And so that's a big thing. And it's wonderful to have such a warm reception here. We had our opening night last night, and the audience was amazing and warm and just excited.
So let's just pause here for a minute, because I don't think a lot of people knew Alvin was an Angeleno.
Yes, you could consider him that, Brian. Alvin was actually born in Rogers, Texas, but he actually moved out here when he was a kid in 1941. He went to junior and high school out here, and he actually graduated from Thomas Jefferson High School alongside another dance icon, Carmen de Lavallade. As a teen, he saw Katherine Dunham's company, yes, that black dance legend, perform. He was influenced by her company's African and Caribbean dance styles, and then he started studying dance with Lester Horton in 1953.
Okay, personally, I don't know these names. Can you tell me why Lester Horton is so important?
His LA-based dance company was one of the first permanent and racially integrated modern dance schools in the nation. After Lester passed away, Alvin took over as the artistic director and the choreographer.
And this all happened before he founded the company in New York City.
Yep. Alvin founded his New York company 5 years later.
So what does the Alvin Ailey Dance Company mean to people? What have you been hearing?
It is a company that is celebrating its 65th anniversary this year. It is one of the oldest dance companies in our nation. They're internationally well known. To even attend a performance is an accomplishment, right? But to be a dancer, you know, I talked to Coral Dolphin, who is a new Alvin Ailey dancer, and she said that this has been the hardest thing that she's ever done. And she's danced for Beyonce and Madonna and Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really technical dance, very rigorous. You have to be extremely disciplined to dance for Alvin Ailey. Like, this is the big leagues. So Coral first saw an Alvin Ailey show in L.A. as a five-year-old.
My mom's best friend, she actually took me to go see Ailey at the Dorothy Chandler when I was 5 years old. And I just remember Revelation, seeing that for the first time and just being so at awe.
She just joined in June. She now gets to perform at the very stage she saw the Ailey Company decades later.
It's a lot. It requires a different kind of discipline. I can say that. It just requires a different kind of set of discipline. And it's challenging me in new ways. And it's molding a different aspect of my artistry.
I know that New York City is often regarded as the American theater arts hub, but LA's dance scene is also its own. What other things did you learn as you researched this story about essentially Los Angeles?
New York City is known for being the mecca for theatrical dance, but LA is known more for, you know, entertainment. This is where Hollywood is, right? So we have more commercial dance. We have more music and TV and film dance. You know, like I mentioned before, Coral was dancing for Beyonce, Madonna, Janet. You know, TV shows. There are dance studios like Millennium and Playground LA. I've been there. That export talent for industry commercial work. And so Coral says LA is a staple and many dancers want to come to the region and perform here, especially at one of the most prestigious theaters in LA, which is the Music Center.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to learn more about the Alvin Ailey Company's residency here in LA.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price. After escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Pendarvis Harshaw, host of the Right Now-ish podcast. Every week, I talk to the people who are creating art and culture and spreading it to the universe.
As an artist, you always meet yourself. Every year, you're a different person.
Essentially, we normalize a space where you can show up as your authentic self.
Check out Right Now-ish, rooted in California's Bay Area, speaking to you.
It's so many people of color, so many queer people. It's like I'm being celebrated in my fullness.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. All right, Erica, you went to the company's opening night at the Music Center. I saw your Insta and you posted a lot of cute, fun videos and pics. I have to ask this very LA-centric question. Did you see any celebrities? And what was the vibe of the opening night?
Yes, I did. I saw Michael Ealy, the actor, and Lorianne Gibson, the famous Boom Cat choreographer. I remember tweeting about seeing the Alvin Ailey show, and someone said that it smells like cocoa and shea butter up in the room. It definitely had that feeling of you know, beautiful blackness, people dress in their very distinguished best, you know, dresses, gold, Afrocentric clothing and things like that, hairstyles. The room was packed with people. You know, they had cocktails and popcorn and expensive charcuterie board cheese and crackers so that you can enjoy the show. It was a very elevated experience. I felt bougie. So I first saw Beyonce for the first time in my life last year at Renaissance, right? And when she came out, I was just like in awe. Like my mouth was just agape. I had the same experience as seeing the Alvin Ailey dancers for the first time when that curtain opened. I was just like, oh my God. They started on a really high note with Kyle Abraham's Are You In Your Feelings, which is a piece, as you can tell, all about emotions and how we deal with relationships and things like that. And so they had like different kind of artists like Kendrick Lamar. They used Kendrick Lamar, Janae Aiko. So some LA artists up in there. And it was just a really beautiful ensemble of artwork.
I'm sure people are hearing this and getting excited, getting ready to see some dancing. Tell me more about the residency.
The dancers just had their week-long performance, Men March. They did a few community-based activities like the LAist Partner Dance Class, but now they are continuing their tour. They have domestic tours and international tours. They will come back to the Music Center exclusively for the next 3 years.
So it sounds like we're going to have to be saving all our coins for next season's tickets. If someone's never seen a dance performance before, but they want to check this out, what's the one thing you think they should know about?
I would actually do my research ahead of time and get to know the dance acts and the choreographers before I even see the show. That way, you know, you kind of have some background on what you're watching, because it can be very abstract. At least for me, this was my first time seeing the Alvin Ailey show. And I was like, OK, I'm trying to understand what is going on. So it's helpful to do your research to understand like the mind of the choreographer and their motivations and the meaning behind the dance act.
And I feel like I know the answer to this question, but I have to ask you, are you going to go back?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I didn't want it to end.
Well, Erica, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of the history of Alvin Ailey's LA history and also a bit about what you saw at the performance. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Brian.
That was Erica Washington, How to LA's associate editor. You can read her post about Alvin Ailey over on LAist.com. We'll have that link for you in the show notes. See y'all later. This episode is produced by Victoria Alejandro. The rest of the How to LA team is Monica Bushman, Evan Jacoby, and Megan Botel. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes LA a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.